Psalm 22, verse 1.
This will be the only place in the Bible we'll be looking at this afternoon. Psalm 22, verse 1 reads this way. It says, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring?" Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this afternoon, thanking you again for all of your blessings, for the good day that you've given to us. We ask, Lord, for the blessing of your Holy Spirit to guide our hearts and minds to hear from you this afternoon in this text, Lord, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise. Bless your people, and again, we'll thank you, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Just want to take a few moments here to consider Psalm 22, and the title of the message is simply A Picture of the Cross, A Picture of the Cross. If you're familiar with the 23rd Psalm, that's the Psalm of the Great Shepherd, but before Jesus Christ can be your Great Shepherd, he must be your Savior, amen? And so that's what we find here. Do the words sound familiar? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's what the Lord said on the cross. And we thank the Lord for his sacrifice. And as we consider this, I want to remind you of something here. David is prophetically speaking what the Lord was going to do for our redemption. And so David experienced some difficulties in his own personal life, but this is more a picture of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and paid this price. So all I want to do is just read. I'm going to skip around. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I just have a few verses to read, and I want you to contemplate this thought as we read through them, and that is that Jesus, before he came, this was written about him. He knew what he was coming here to do and what he was going to face. And I want to remind you of something. You know, we talk about the cross of Calvary and the cruelty of the cross, and it is cruel. It was a very difficult thing. But I want you to know something. Many people died on the cross, right? Not just our Lord. But here's one thing that everybody did not experience that our Lord did. And that was when the sin of all of humanity was placed upon him on the cross. I am convinced that's when he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God the Father being holy and just, when he placed the sin of all of humanity on his Son, he did turn his back while he was making that payment for you and I. And here's the thing. Jesus knew what was coming, understood what was coming, and came for you and me anyway. Amen? And so with that said, I just want to consider this verse. Look at verse 1 again. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? And this is a little more depth of what the Lord experienced that is not given to us in the Gospels. I mean, he felt like God the Father was far away from helping him and from the words of my roaring. I mean, he was in great agony as he was calling out and saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Then I want you to drop down to verse 7 and notice it says this, "All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shout out the lip. They shake the head, saying," listen to this, tell me, remember this, verse 8, "He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him." So they're mocking our Savior, and he knew that. And then something else here, and then we're going to finish here. Drop down to verse 14 with me, if you will, just for a moment, and consider this. "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint." Now, I want you to consider this. They whipped him with the cat of nine tails. They ripped out his beard. They spit on him. They did all different kinds of things. They had somebody else carry his cross because had he carried it, it may have killed him and they would not have been able to finish their torture of him. They weren't concerned for his well-being. They were concerned that they might prolong his death. Of course, it was all in God's plan that he would pay for our sins on the cross, so he was going there. But this provision was made, and when they dropped the cross, I don't know, it wasn't a pretty thing. I mean, it was tall. They had several men to lift it up, and then it would slide down this shaft, and when it hit the bottom, it loosed all the joints. Can you imagine? All at one time, bam, when it hit, all the joints were loose. So he says, "I'm poured out like water, and my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels." And so truly, He knows our sorrows. Verse 15, my strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws. Remember, they offered him gall and to drink. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Just in case you wondered. And David never had this happen to him. And then he said, the last two verses, I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garment among them and cast lots upon my vesture. And what can we say? But thank you, God, amen, that you were willing to go through that for my salvation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne, thanking you again for the great price of salvation that you've given to us. Lord, may we consider, may we contemplate, and may we remember what you've given to us, what you did for us, that we might have eternal life. May we never forget that. May we never take that lightly. May we ponder that often and give you great thanks for what you've given. We ask that you would bless us as we depart from your house. May we seek you with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul as you've called us to. And even, Lord, that we would ask you to help us understand what that means for us to do, Lord, to call upon you like that and to seek you, Lord, with all of our heart and mind and soul. May you create in our hearts and minds an understanding and a desire to seek you and to call upon you as you've asked us to. Truly, Lord, you are worthy. Bless each and every one here at Northwood Baptist Church. We ask your blessings to build us as a body of believers that will be found faithful, not because of our love for you, but because of your love for us and your great grace that you've given to us. Bless us as we go out this week. Lord, may we be reminded each and every day to ask you to allow us and give us that desire to give one track to one person this week and then to remember the lost. You've called us to ask you and that you would answer. And so, Lord, we want to lift up those that are lost in our congregation, family members that are lost, that you might convict them and help them to understand the way of salvation and that they would trust you as their Savior. Bless, Lord, again as we part from this place and watch over us until we return again, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.